Portions of the following program were pre-recorded.
From the Toyota Dealer Traffic Center.
We make it easy.
Kiss FM Freeway Update. Here's KTLA's Ginger Chan.
So the 10 westbound side right at about Alameda Street, which is always kind of a busy spot. It looks like that last tow unit is just about to get on the scene here. For now, anyway, those two left lanes are blocked. It's a little bit of a tough ride. And then not terribly far from that spot, 101 North right at the 110. So we have reports that there is a pickup truck that ended up crashing into another vehicle. They're saying the middle lanes are now blocked here. 5 freeway is a tough one. So the northbound side at Burbank Boulevard, we have this crash. It's a fatality investigation. The Sig Alert issued. They're saying that the carpool left are the only ones open, and maybe 7:30 before they can release any of those lanes. And then I don't want to forget our friends traveling that 91 West and Imperial Highway, the tie with two cars still sitting in the fast track lanes. This report is sponsored by Capital One Bank. What's in your wallet? Capital One offers no fees or minimums, checking accounts, and most Capital One cafes are now open 7 days a week to assist with your banking needs. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/Bank Capital One NA member FDIC. I'm Ginger Chan. You're on air with Ryan Seacrest, 102.7 Kiss FM.
Thank you, Ginger. We are starting the week with some patchy morning fog near the coast and noticeably cooler. A high of 69 in Torrance today, 72 in Culver City, and right now it is 51 in Hollywood.
KISSFM Los Angeles. On air with Ryan Seacrest.
Getting ready for work, going to work, at work, all the time.
On 102.7 KISSFM.
iHeartRadio.
Guaranteed human.
Coming from afar.
is Dracula 102.7 Kiss FM LA. Monday morning. Good morning. Let's go. Ray, where is my husband? Good to see you on a Monday. How we doing?
Good. I thought I was going to see you this weekend in my social media feed at Coachella.
You're talking about me, yes. Sophia, or Michaela?
You, Ryan.
So what do you mean? How do you mean?
I just had a feeling that you had FOMO about Bieber and that you were going to just pop in there.
Yeah, I did not.
I know.
So how was it watching your feed, watching Coachella on your feed?
I love watching Coachella on my feed. I watch the campers who are camping. I will look for all the outfits. I love seeing everybody's perspective. I love seeing what they're eating. I'm such a consumer of it. I love it.
What did you see about the food? What was your takeaway about what they were eating?
Remember the
pizza was like almost $40?
Yeah, that's basically what I saw. A lot of complaining about the prices and the lines.
Right?
A lot of people were on social media complaining about influencers cutting lines and stuff like that, mm-hmm. which I found interesting.
Yeah, my friends who went to Bieber said they went, but they left early to avoid the rush of getting out.
Yeah.
So they missed, half the show.
Yeah. People waiting 5 hours for their Ubers.
That sounds so fun. I like it. Sophia, the intern, is here this morning.
Good morning. How are you? I'm doing good. I'm happy to be here.
Any quick updates on Skeletor or, how it's going with your relationship with the new boyfriend?
It is going so good. I'm so happy to say that we're in a really, really great place right now.
It's kind of frustrating, actually, Tanya. She just got here. She just met the guy, and she's already found her person.
I mean,
it's a little bit frustrating.
It's not frustrating. It's beautiful. Such is life.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Yes. No, it's beautiful. Michaela, isn't it nice? It's beautiful. She was here 6 months, already found her guy. It's great. It's beautiful. All right, so we got a Ryan's Roses coming up, 7:40 this morning, and next we start paying bills. Kiss FM.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest starts your day.
From the moment I wake up.
On LA's number one hit music station.
102.7 Kiss FM.
What's up, cousin?
I want a new phone. Have you seen any good deals?
Everyone has free phones, but when I switched to T-Mobile, I got more value and so much more.
Like streaming included.
And travel benefits.
And the best part? The price of your talk, text, and data is guaranteed for 5 years. Get more benefits and more value at T-Mobile. Family, save and get a 5-year price guarantee. Switch now at T-Mobile.com. Qualifying plan requires. Price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Exclusions like taxes and fees apply. See T-Mobile.com.
Ryan Seacrest pays your bills.
Urba Valley looking for Alexander Gerez. Alexander Gerez, call me back, 1-800-520-1027 at Kiss FM. We are paying your bills all morning long on Kiss FM. The student loan this time.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
I just like the energy, like, it gets me ready for the mornings for school.
On LA's number one hit music station.
102.7 Kiss FM.
You know that?
This season on Dear Chelsea, with me, Chelsea Handler, we have some fantastic guests, like David Oyelowo.
I love this podcast, whether it's therapy or relationships or religion, or you just go straight for the guts.
Dennis Leary, Amelia Clark, Gaten Matarazzo from Stranger Things, Sana Moju, Camilla Marone, Carrie Kenny Silver, and more. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Dear Chelsea, and listen now.
Hey there, this is Josh from Stuff You Should Know with a message that could change your life. The Stuff You Should Know Think Spring podcast playlist is available now. Whether spring has sprung in your neck of the woods yet or not, the Stuff You Should Know Think Spring playlist will make you want to get your overalls on, get outside, and get your hands in the dirt. So open your free iHeartRadio app, search Stuff You Should Know, and listen now.
update. Here's KTLA's Ginger Chan.
A lot of stuff popping up, like this 55 freeway heading south right at 17th Street. That's kind of this brand new crash. It looks like some of the activity already cleared over to the right shoulder, but I feel like that ride is still a little bit of a slow one. 91 westbound side at La Sierra Avenue. So everything just got over to the right shoulder as well. That's some good news. You know, your ride and the conditions along the 5 freeway heading north at Burbank Boulevard. We have that crash that's been sitting in lanes for a while, right? But I didn't see a lot of heavy delays. That's the good news. I think it's also because it's going on the northbound side. And 105 west at Lakewood Boulevard. Now it looks like they're in the final stages of a crash that just happened. This report is sponsored by Airtasker. Meet Kim. She runs a business and her to-do list never ends. With Airtasker, she posts all the tasks, sets her budget, and hires help fast. From deliveries to repairs, Taskers keep things running. Download the app or go to airtasker.com. Airtasker, get anything done. I'm Ginger Chan. You're on air with Ryan Seacrest. 102.7 KISS FM.
Thank you, Ginger. Temps in the mid-50s to start your Monday morning, and that marine layer is keeping things gray and cool near the beaches. A high of 72 in Inglewood, 74 in Pasadena today, and right now it is 52 in Hollywood.
LA starts the day with Ryan Seacrest.
I am his biggest fan. You have no idea.
On 102.7
KISS FM.
I'm freezing outside. Feel my skin tight. My heart is inside. While I look up at you, I tried your pain right. But we're not in tonight. Tell me, when is the next time I'll run into you? It sounds insane, right? I'll take the same flight. Way at your bedside. I'll land right next to you. I'm going stateside. Where I'll see you tonight. Tell me, how did a girl like me get into you?
For the season, spring cleaning is here. Are you doing it?
No.
In a few minutes, just coming up, the top three things people avoid. They do not clean these things. Maybe they should. See if that's you. Coming up, KISS FM.
Yeah, I know, when I compliment her, she won't believe me.
Kiss FM. So somber tickets coming up in just a few minutes. Tanya, we have, how do I say this? We have not a criminal that works for us, but we do have someone that works for us, and maybe it's her youth, you know, naivety in her youth. But the person sitting next to you, our intern, which she's doing great at that, she continues to get traffic violations from the cops.
You know what's funny?
Sophia, yes.
We are rule followers. I feel like we are very much like we follow the rules. And so that's why I feel like it's even like crazier that you are not.
Maybe I'm just a bad driver.
Is it because she's the youth of the generation that doesn't really, you know, she doesn't care as much. So she gets a ticket.
Right.
Whatever.
Like, whatever.
We get a ticket. We think we'll never be able to enter the country
I'm
again.
Sweating. or I'm panicked. Again. I hate it.
But Sophia, I don't want to point this out, but I kind of do. It's becoming a theme. So first, this was like the other day. You got a ticket for a U-turn, right?
Yeah, a legal U-turn, of course.
And didn't that make you say, "Hey, Sophia, the intern, I should be more careful on the roads of LA"?
Honestly, I wish it did. It definitely stopped me from doing illegal U-turns, but I think that's as far as it got.
But you've become a wrongdoer. You have become a serial offender. And you're sitting next to a delinquent, Tanya.
I know.
So what happened this morning now?
So this morning, I was so close to getting another ticket. So I'm on the freeway. And honestly, like, I'm not going to lie. I go in the carpool lane sometimes when there's a lot of traffic by myself.
That's crazy.
And like, I think it is just because I don't care. But I was in the carpool lane.
You don't care about the ticket? Have you seen the cost of the ticket?
As an intern, you don't care about that? Ever.
Me either. I'm so scared of crossing those double lines.
By myself, I would never.
Oh my gosh. No, yeah, I'm in that carpool lane, but definitely not after this. So I'm in the carpool lane and I'm in this one part of the freeway on the 71 that I always take the carpool lane. And I feel like it's a regular thing for people to do that. Like I always see people just by themselves doing this. And today was the one day that I see an undercover cop on the left-hand shoulder right next to the carpool lane. So I start freaking out.
How was he undercover? What was he undercover? Like,
it was just like
a car, unmarked car?
An unmarked black van, right? Like the typical, it didn't really have the police lights on top or the typical what you would look out for. But I spotted it and I'm like, oh my gosh, like I need to get out of this carpool lane. So I break the lines again to get out. But this
double violation.
I know. And so I'm just thinking to myself, I'm like, here we go. Like second ticket in a week. Like, come on. And then I see the car behind me. They also do the same thing. And so I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, this cop is going to pull definitely me over because I'm first. So I see the car that went behind me go into the lane next to me. So now the car behind me is two lanes over. And I slow down and let him go first. And the cop pulls him over, not me. And I was like, oh my gosh. I got so lucky because it should have been me getting pulled over.
You are a habitual traffic offender.
I know.
This is just in your blood.
Oh my gosh, I know. And I felt so bad.
But it's interesting though, Tanya and I, maybe it's the way we were raised. Maybe it's, I don't know what it is, but that's a $500 fine. I mean, that's a big fine.
Yes.
If I were to cross over, I'd be so scared. Those lines would like physically, I feel those lines physically. And that I for sure would be the one guy that they see, unless I put a blow up doll on the like passenger side. but yeah, you can't do this. You cannot keep breaking the law on the way into work.
Oh yeah. I definitely learned my lesson. Like this morning was my huge wake up call. Like I'm done. I'm gonna be the best driver on the road now.
Take a bike. Just take your time. We'll have Ginger Chan keep an eye on you. She might spot you.
Mm.
You know? With those violations. All right, coming up next, Somber at the Kia Forum. Tickets next.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
102.7 KISS FM.
This season on Dear Chelsea, with me, Chelsea Handler, we have some fantastic guests, like David Oyelowo.
I love this podcast, whether it's therapy or relationships or religion, or you just go straight for the guts.
Dennis Leary, Amelia Clark, Gaten Matarazzo from Stranger Things, Sana Moju, Camilla Marone, Carrie Kenny Silver, and more. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Dear Chelsea, and listen now.
Like I was born in the disco, E.O. to Frisco. yo, everybody dance.
Here's KTLA's Ginger Chan.
I mean, the drive is still a little touch and go, but not terrible considering we have this outstanding signaler for our friends who are driving the stretch of the 5 freeway. So it's the northbound side of Burbank Boulevard. The signaler continues for the 3 right lanes. I'm going to go with that. We know Carpool 2 left are open and available. 2 south at about Verdugo Road, that crash, it does look like things are a little bit slow. So you're trying to get to the hospital, maybe not far from, say, Occidental College. That's where we're talking about that drive is a little bit busy, okay? Not super close to those areas, but still. 210 westbound side about Lincoln Avenue. The lanes are blocked here. Someone dropped their couch. That's going to mess and jam up the drive. I feel like the Inland Empire has actually been pretty good. I just want to mention, let's see, 91 westbound side at Lincoln. No, we'll leave that one alone, actually. 91 west at La Sierra Avenue. We talked earlier about that. The crash is already over to the right shoulder. Well, this report is sponsored by Waba Grill's new chili crisp dumplings, bold, crunchy, and tossed in a fiery crisp. Head to Waba Grill weekdays after 3 p.m. for their $5 happy hour and try their new chili crisp dumplings, bold, crunchy, and tossed in a fiery crisp, paired with premium Wa beverage drink like their authentic Thai tea. Get both for just $5 and only $5, and only at Waba Grill. It's for you. I'm Ginger Chan. You're on air with Ryan Seacrest, 102.7 Kiss FM.
Thank you, Ginger. Clouds are hanging around the coastline, but inland areas are already seeing clear skies. A high of 75 today in Linwood, 76 in Monrovia, and right now it is 53 in Hollywood.
All right, Tanya, thank you. So right now, Somber, Kia Forum, caller 102, tickets for you, 1-800-520-1027. This is Kiss. I'd love to see this show. Call me to get him. Kiss FM. What happens in my head? Kiss FM tears Sabrina Carpenter. It is Seacrest, Sissany, Tanya, Sophia, the back room, Michaela. But let's, Tanya, let's talk about this for a second.
Yes.
I feel like this has surfaced many times throughout the years. You are wanting your significant other to really commit. He's committed. I was there. I did the wedding.
Yes.
Committed. He read vows. He committed to you for life.
Yeah.
Your families, his families, mm-hmm. for life. But that's not enough. Like, you really want more. After a year, you want more.
So, have you seen Tom Holland and Zendaya's matching tattoos?
Okay, do you think that I've seen the bodies of Zendaya and Tom Holland?
So, Zendaya has a cute little T, and Tom has a Z, obviously.
Where? Where on their body?
I'm not sure where Tom's is, but Zendaya's is, like, a little bit, like, on her rib cage, like, on the left of her rib cage. So, when she was wearing this, like, low-cut dress to the Euphoria premiere, you could see it in the red carpet photos. And I just thought it was so cute that they had these little, like, initials. They're little. They're not anything. It's nothing wild and out there. And so I sent the story to Robbie, and I said, I think we should get matching tattoos. And he said, I like it, but I don't think we should get the same thing. Like, he wants to get something that represents me, and then I can get whatever I want that represents him.
So, for example, what would he put on his inner thigh?
I don't know. That's up to him. But I was thinking, like, maybe my zodiac symbol would be cute, you know?
What about your flower? Remember the flower?
Yes, we talked about
the
flower. What about your birth
flower? What is your flower? What is your birth flower?
That's a great question.
I feel like it's a dogwood tree.
It's a water lily.
Oh, what? Aww. Or that.
Yeah. But the thing is,
he's down.
He's
down to do it.
But the thing is, I don't know if I really want to get one because I don't have any tattoos. And so I'm like, this would be a whole new territory for me. He already has a tattoo. So I feel like this would just be adding for him.
Well, yeah, you have a white canvas.
Yes.
No one's painted anything on you.
Correct.
So, but this is the man you'll be with forever.
But I still want him to get the one about me.
Yeah, well, that's not selfish. So, I think it's probably at your stage, I don't want to say your stage in life, but like at this moment, you found your one. It's not that big of a deal. For someone like myself, I have none. Sophia, do you have tattoos?
I don't. My mom would kill me.
Well, she's about to kill you anyway with all this other stuff you're talking about on the air. If it's not the blue hair or your boyfriend. Michaela, do you have tattoos?
I have five, yeah.
What? You have five?
Yeah, I do.
I want more.
Tanya, I think it's okay. I think it's okay. I think you guys should do it.
Okay. Yeah. Cute.
I think I've passed the point of putting art on my body because I haven't done it yet. It's like, why? I think it's more unique now to have a clean
right.
canvas than have a tattoo, right?
Let's all do it. Let's all go to Bang Bang.
Okay, that's never going to happen. I'm not going with you to Bang Bang. But keep us posted. Coming up next, the quote of the day and spring cleaning, three things that we might forget about when it comes to that. Kiss.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
On 102.7 Kiss FM.
God knows. I am.
Reincarnated. I'm a stargazing. Life goes on. I need all my babies. Yeah.
Woke up looking for the broccoli. High key, keep a horn on me. That could my CIP. Ownership, the blueprint is by me. Mr. Get Off, I get off at my feet.
Couldn't try me in a tri-state. Buddy pass, but I give him splash till he hydrated. Bounce out, know he spook town, eyes dilated. I got the money and the power, both gyrating. I feel good, get the f*** out my thighs. Look good, but she don't got no ties. I walk in, walk out with the size. Man, don't let me know what the price. What the f***? I got hits, I got bucks, I got new paper cuts. I got friends, I got foes, but they all sitting ducks. Hit his turf and get cracked and double back like a deluxe. 50 deep, but it ain't deep enough. Wait, there you go, beat him up. Falling from a money tree, and it grow throughout the month. Spit a loogie at the camera, speed off, yeah, it's us. I feel good, get the f*** out my thighs. Look good, but she don't got no ties. I walk in, walk out with the size. Man, don't let me know what the price. Squabble up, 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 squabble up. It. Quid pro quo, what you want, cause I'm watching it. Work on the flow, let me know if you clocking it. Brody won't go, but I know that he popping it. It was worth tickets on sale till I silenced it. Pipe down, young, these some whole with the politics. Beep with him in Spook Town, that's a lot of bit. Don't hit him, he got kids with him, my apologies. Ghetto child, here was Blackie Miles with the smearing off. He high, we outside, boy, they about to kill him off. Blaps on blaps, it's a fact, this a brick or all. Tell me why the f*** rap, if it's fictional. Tell me why the f*** you fed, if you criminal, hey Dot, can I get a drop? I'm like, nigga, hey. From the west side to Senegal, it's a full moon, let the wolves out, I've been a dog. I feel good, get the f*** my thighs. Look good, but she don't got no ties. I walk in, walk out with the size. Man, don't let me know what the price. Squabble up, 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 squabble up.
For a while there it was rough, but lately I've been doing better than the last four cold Decembers I recall. And I see my family every month. I found a girl my parents love. She'll come and stay the night, and I think I might have it all. And I thank God every day for the girl he sent my way. But I know the things he gives me, he can take away. And I hold you every night, and that's a feeling I wanna get used to. But there's no man as terrified as the man who stands to lose you. Oh, I hope I don't lose you. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God. Don't take these beautiful things that I've got. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh. I found my mind, I'm feeling sane. It's been a while, but I'm finding my faith. If everything's good and it's great, why do I sit and wait till it's gone? Oh, I tell you, I know I've got enough. I've got peace and I've got love. But I'm up at night thinking I just might lose it all. You, I need you, oh God. I need these beautiful things that I've got.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
They're entertaining. I like it. I listen to it a lot.
102.7 Kiss FM.
You felt so happy you could die. I told myself that you were right for me, but felt so lonely in your company. But that was love and to make us still remember. Ooh, 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 ooh.
102.7 Kiss FM. Seacrest here, the quote of the day on the way. So this time of year, you try and spring clean, get rid of things, edit, right? Like, just cut down on the chaos of stuff that you never use. But don't forget these spots that I think a lot of people forget. And that is your bathroom fan. Do you ever clean your bathroom fan?
No.
No.
You know what the bathroom fan is?
No.
It's that thing that makes noise when you make smell. Yeah,
yeah.
When you make smells, it makes noise. You got to clean that. It's got soot on it. Cleaning inside the washing machine.
What?
I would think that it's always clean.
Me too. It washes itself.
I would think it does it every time, right?
Yeah.
Apparently it's dirty. And above your stove, that vent. I have never cleaned that vent. That vent, it sucks up everything you put on that stove. The combination. And not just like the aroma, the smoky aroma of all of it. I've never
touched
ever
it.
Cleaned that. So get to it today. Especially that vent. That seems not good. Mm-hmm. Okay, so also on the list, remote controls, light switches, door handles, and your keyboard and your phone.
Oof.
I know, lots of stuff you would do. Here's the quote today. Think about this. The quote of the day on this Monday. Set yourself up so that everyone in your life is wanted, not needed.
Love
You're
that.
Wanted, not needed, right? Good way to look at it. Kiss.